Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we talk about emotional investing and FOMO and these, you know, Greg's talking about the triggers and the behaviors that can often cost us significant amounts of return on a compounded basis each and every year. Well, guess what? Vaccines are rolling out. I'm feeling more optimistic. You're feeling more optimistic. I can't wait to get back out there and see my friends and socialize and do all these things. But that optimism may be a trigger for some emotional investing decisions, and it could lead us to a very interesting place. Let's find out from Greg Davies. Greg Davies is a PhD, and he's the head of behavioral finance, Oxford Risk. Greg, welcome back, and thank you for sticking around. I am curious, if we're talking about emotional investing, and people are, you know, emotionally getting ready. I mean, if I feel like I'm normal, I'm ready to get back out there, start socializing, and feel better. Could that optimism and that emotion lead me down a path from an investment perspective that might be dangerous?
It could do. I have to say, I think the bigger danger here is less in the investment side, and it's in the spending side. There's a big danger that people are going to feel this optimism. It's going to feel like the problem's solved. And there's an enormous virtue to admitting to oneself that we don't have a crystal ball. And once you do that, the issue is not what can I predict coming around the corner. It's how do I make myself resilient to whatever comes around the corner. And one of the things that we need to do there is to make sure that you don't suddenly go out and start spending too much and your war chest of resilience that's going to get you through whatever might come up next dwindles away. So I think people need to be very cautious getting back and not going out on a big spending spree and going, well, hey, the world is fantastic again. I think there are investment dangers as well of people being optimistic. Although I actually wonder whether on balance the problem isn't more likely to be in the other direction. Because you already said earlier, after a crisis, people are out of the markets, they struggle to get back in. And very often they wait and they wait and they wait. And then the markets have gone up and then they think, oh, no, I'm too late. And so you never get back in at all. I think possibly the biggest problem here is people not thinking through this in the sense of, actually, we know in the US, in the UK, cash balances on a household basis are much higher than normal. Now, holding some of that cash is quite useful, but actually getting it invested for the long term is even more useful. And I feel that there may be a bigger danger of paralysis here than there is of over-optimistic surging back into the markets.
We see paralysis come in, and at times like this, when we call an economic recovery, we also see an aggressive behavior with some. They didn't make as much last year, or they're behind on their goals, or when you produce a retirement plan for somebody and say you might have to delay your retirement or save more money, the response with many is just go make me more money. Let's increase the risk that's out there just so I can catch up. And I find that's an issue. Mm. What's been some of your research on that, Greg, in regards to people trying to feel like they have to catch up in these types of scenarios?
It's a huge problem. Possibly one of the most studied psychological factors when it comes to behavioral science in finance is loss aversion. People really, really, really hate feeling like they're behind something that they've previously achieved, like they're lower than they wanted to be. And when that happens, rather than relinquish my expectations and go, you know what, in 2019, I wanted to get, you know, up there, but 2020 happened and it was a bad year and I have to just reevaluate where I'm heading for. Instead of doing that, people go, actually, you know what, if I'm going to get to where I was hoping to get to, I need to roll the dice. And that loss aversion, I mean, it's a very immediate emotional trigger. Being in the red relative to where I wanted to be leads to a whole lot of very knee-jerk reactions, and many of them come from additional risk-taking. So yeah, that I think will be a danger for many. What is important here, by the way, is there are so many of these things going in different directions, and understanding the individual is really important.
Yeah, we have about 1 minute left before we have to go to break here, Greg. Give us three tips for our listeners right now on how they can become more successful in their investing based on your research.
So the first thing I would say is any decision you make, give yourself a pause point. Never enact the decision that you've made immediately. Take a walk around the block, sleep on it overnight, phone a friend, whatever it is. Give yourself a break there. Second thing is try not to look at the detail before you look at the big picture. There's information coming at us all the time. Look big picture first. And the third thing is try to focus all your decisions on a longer horizon. Our emotional horizons are short at times like this. We need to be thinking about our long-term goals, and our decision-making should come from that wellspring.
Greg, well said. Thank you very much. We're going to have to wrap it up at that point. We appreciate you taking the time with us today. Best to you. We've been joined by Dr. Greg Davies, PhD, Head of Behavioral Finance at Oxford Risk. You know, risk is a big part of the overall equation, right? You've made so many good points in this particular conversation alone about how people respond to being behind, or Greg said, they don't take the long term, it's the short term, or God forbid their neighbor had a higher rate of return than they did. All of these things lead to a lack of discipline, a knee-jerk reaction, as Greg said, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Correct. Structure, discipline. And we're going to give a bit of a tip to everybody at this webinar on losing less is making more in a lot of cases, and we're going to do that
Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.